Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. One of the last events I broadcast was back in March in Princeton, Illinois. Rockridge was at the basketball sectional, and I didn't think when I walked out of that gym that would be one of the last things I've done in a while. But Coach Andy Say, the Rockridge boys basketball coach, am I going to be able to do something again or not?
Boy, I sure hope so. I couldn't tell you whether or not it's going to be here at the start of November or possibly later. I don't know how it's going to pan out. And as weird as this year's been, I'm hesitant to go on record and give my opinion because I feel like every opinion I've had this year has been wrong. So we're cautiously optimistic right now. We're going to do our best as a coaching staff to get things ready for the winter and hope that things work out in our favor.
Yeah, I know, you built such great momentum, and we're talking basketball from last year, getting to the sectional and having a nice regular season, and then you always want to transition with some stuff in the summer and really just very limited opportunities before everything kind of got put on hold. This summer, I know kids can play, AAU out of state and things of that nature, but really kind of getting together as a team had to be kind of weird, I would think, especially after like a successful year you had last year.
Well, and to be honest with you, we had a big departure from our program, losing Cole Rusk, who transferred to Rock Island for football. We needed the summer. We need as much time together because we have a whole new identity as a team, and we've got to have guys in different roles. And, looking at the start of the year, we were starting a sophomore, three juniors, and one senior. So you think, all right, these guys have something cooking for senior year and junior year. And then now it's kind of, we've got to hit the reset button. A lot of the guys know our, expectations and, defensive scheme and what we want to do, but we ran a lot of our offense through Cole. And so we're a little bit smaller now. We're maybe a little bit quicker and more dynamic. But he did so much for us that we really needed that time and that preseason work together in the summer and whatever contact days we could scrape together. So kind of frustrating from that point, but everyone's healthy right now, and that's the most important part.
All right. I know I talked today, and I'm doing this interview with Coach Say on October the 14th, which is a Wednesday, and I know the IHSA board meets Monday, October the 19th. I don't think they'll be in a position to make any final decisions on a winter sports season as it relates to the start of November 16th being the first official day of boys and girls basketball practice and the first day of wrestling practice, although I understand the IHSA board will consider moving wrestling maybe to the summer at their board meeting on Monday, but we'll wait and see how that plays out. So the survey the IBCA did, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, I think 797 coaches responded. 97%, or I think 95% is the number, that want to start the season on time. Andy Say, I would assume, do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I think everyone wants to start, on the right time. Whether or not it's the smart idea, I don't know, but they didn't word it like that. Yeah, we all want to start on time. Is it the best, is it the best route or the best way to handle things? That's not up to me. That's above my pay grade. But yeah, looking at how we want things to play out, perfect world situation, the CDC, the IDPH, whatever governing body you want to throw in there with them is going to let us do it. Now whether or not that's going to happen, who knows? But yeah, I think everyone wants to get going and is preparing to have that start. I think more than anything, we just want to kind of know what's going on and what's being considered, because there's so much false information out on Twitter and on the internet. And I was at I saw you at the golf sectional, and there were a bunch of coaches that had 15 different things that they had heard. So it's just a just a lot of people that don't know what's going on that are looking for answers and that are hoping for the best for these kids.
Well, and that's the, and I agree, you know, wholeheartedly. And you know, the whole issue of what the metric has to be or what the data has to be in order to play. You know, I think it's still confusing. They talk about the youth sports guidelines, you know, and you can look at those levels and say, okay, well, I can read those, but how does that relate to the data in the metrics of COVID-19 positivity rates across the state of Illinois? And that's where, you know, the threshold of where you need to be in order to one, practice on November 16th, and then two, you know, play games on November 30th. That's the big issue. I think there's a good chance you can practice. I believe that there's an opportunity that kids are going to be able to practice, but I don't know. I'm concerned about if games will be able to be played by November 30th. As it stands now, you wouldn't be able to. And you bring up the I think we were talking about it off the air, you know, with the guidelines right now for contact days, you have to wear masks. And you hear conflicting reports. I think there was a story over the weekend about one of the sports medicine advisory committee members saying, well, probably can be basketball, but they're going to do so with masks. Then I heard that was kind of walked back a little bit. So what about that issue? You know, can basketball be played with masks?
I to be honest with you, I don't know. I'd like to say, you know, the old adage, rub some dirt on it, you know, be tough, whatever. But when we tried it this summer, we played, I think it was 4 3-minute games. And after the end of the first game, all the kids went outside and were gassed and trying to breathe to the best of their abilities. Now, you have that in an actual game. Is that safe? Is that healthy for the kids? I don't know. I mean, kids have asthma. Kids have different respiratory issues. You've got officials who, are they going to have to wear masks? Are they going to be able to run up and down for that entire time with masks on? I don't know. So, like everything else, there's just a lot up in the air. And if you say that the kids have to wear masks, I think that opens the floodgates to 500 different questions on, you know, can they take it off when they check out? Do they have to be wearing it at all times? Can they go away from the court and take it off so that they can, you know, get some oxygen without the mask on? I just, a lot of things that they have to get figured out, and I'm glad I'm not part of those governing bodies trying to make those decisions.
Well, that's concerning because there's like 33 days until November the 16th with all the stuff you just brought up. But that's the pressing thing that I've been saying since the summer is, where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Where we need to be? Where do we need to be? Where do we need to be? And that's the those are the questions that are commonly asked, but there hasn't been a definitive answer to those. You know, where are we at? Where we got to be? I don't know. You know, and that's the question mark, and it's the frustration is building for all of us that, you know, want to see these kids have the opportunity to play interscholastic athletics. You know, the one good transition here, you're the boys' golf coach at Rock Ridge. I realize golf is a low-risk sport, cross-country is a low-risk sport, but, you know, you completed the boys' golf season through the sectional format really without a significant COVID-related issue. We should feel good about that, right? And I know the cross country hasn't had a significant issue, so hopefully that maybe is a little bit of momentum to try and kickstart something maybe in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the golf season, if I were to bet money, I would have said we wouldn't have finished the golf season. So, after being in school and you know, having the success we've had, knock on wood, and then getting through golf, I'm a little bit more optimistic about our chances. The big thing here is that we can do a lot on our end at school to mitigate risk. But what are the kids doing? What are the families doing outside of school? Mm-hmm. Are they taking it seriously? That's really what it comes down to. Now, in the winter, you'd hope that people aren't out as much. people aren't doing as much and interacting as much. But if you go on the other end of it, it could just be forcing people to be indoors more and be around each other more. So I think there's a possibility we could get it done, but everyone's got to kind of do their part and make smart decisions outside of the school and outside of the sport.
All right. So were you able to get, you know, with the modified schedule, there was kind of back and forth on what they were going to allow with the winter sports season. I think initially they said something like two games when they originally announced the modified calendar, and then they kind of walked that back and said you can play, I think, upwards of 31 regular season games within the confines of the regular season schedule. Were you guys able to get 31 games scheduled, or where are you at on that?
We're really close to 30. I don't, as of right now, unless we get a really good team or two, I don't think we're going to change our schedule too much, because I'm really excited about our schedule if we do get to play. I mean, we added UT, we added Moline, so we're going to get to go there and play Moline. We're going to play BCC down in Bloomington in a kind of a three-team round robin with them and Morton. So we've really beefed up our schedule within our COVID region. I think we're at 28 right now, and then we're playing the other side of the Three Rivers Conference.
Oh, wow. That is
so a that has, man. You know, that's a really good schedule that I'm excited about. Hopefully we get to kind of see how that pans out.
Yeah, man, that's exciting. So hopefully there is a season. Hopefully things can work out. And maybe they'll let Ethan use part of that redshirt year, and he can come back and play some of that school with Bloomington Central Catholic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right, so and a few words about golf. I was happy to see you get two top 10 finishes from two very consistent players in the O'Neill kid and Drew Hall. They've been consistent players for you. And I know when the day started over there Monday at Fire Lake National Golf Course, that was pretty rough conditions, but you had to be pretty happy with those two kids' performances on Monday.
Well, I think the thing that was more impressive than both of those kids all season was you being out in the cold and shorts, braving that weather. I had sweatpants, a sweatshirt, a jacket on, and I was freezing cold. So you're tougher than I am. As for our kids, I thought they did a wonderful job this year. I think just to come through the season without having any like COVID type cancellations or kids not being able to play because of that, I think that speaks to how seriously they kind of took things. Drew and Dan are two of the best golfers in the state. I think they've kind of proven that the last couple of years. And then I'm really proud of the fact that we finished second in the Three Rivers Conference. As you know, Sherrard's really good. Riverdale's a perennial top team in state. Fulton's really good. Erie Prophetstown had a solid team this year. So just coming out of there in that second place, I thought was great for those kids. And just getting to finish, we had 16 kids on the team, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. The numbers keep growing in golf, so I was excited about it. And we only had one kid that would have been a football player that played, so things are going pretty well for Rock Ridge Golf. I'm excited about, you know, where things have landed in these 3 years of unexpected golf coaching.
All right, and, you know, just personally then for you, and I think you've been a pretty good voice of kind of communicating what, I guess, kind of what we're up against and what we're dealing with. And but you know, being involved with the kids every day, you know, in the classroom, and then being a coach, and kind of being in a position where, you know, they kind of look to the coach and they say, well, what's going to happen? And, you know, the weirdness of all this is you really can't answer. And that's got to be the toughest thing in all this, is when they say, well, coach, what's going on? We're playing November 16th or November 30th, and we'll have a regional and all that, right? Or the weirdness of really how strange it has been, and I'm not just talking about you, but all the coaches I talk to, you know, being in that position of kind of being like the student athlete and really not knowing kind of where we're at in all this still. And that's the bizarre thing in all this. So I guess that's my long question to you. How do you react to this craziness? And if I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal. I hope we do, but just the uneasiness of not really having the answers we need, like we used to get all the time, I guess, in dealing with this.
Yeah, I mean, the one constant here is that no one really knows what the heck is going on. So that's kind of the thing that unifies us, coaches and players. So I just keep telling the kids we're going to prepare like everything is normal, as if we're going to have a season, as if we're going to compete for a conference title, as if we're going to compete to make a run if we do have postseason. And then I try to just be as positive about the uncertainty as I can. From there, I mean, I do my part. I try to wear I'm wearing my mask right now. I value the safety precautions that we need in order to succeed and hopefully see a season. So I'm just trying to be the example on how to do the right things and how to go about business and not let it get me down and not let it kind of change my attitude and my perspective on things. Now, it's not happening consistently every day. I mean, there are days when I don't want to wear my mask. There are days when I don't want to be positive, but you know, that's just not going to get us anywhere. And I've got to be an example for these kids and I've got to take things seriously for these kids. Otherwise they're not going to do it for themselves.
Yeah. Great. That's a great presentation. I appreciate that. You know, I've been thinking a lot too about when you've done it for a long time, and I just finished my 30th year. And when you do it a long time, sometimes you take like things for granted, and you know, and it's just weird that this pandemic is, you know, the realization of you shouldn't take anything for granted, because now we're in a situation where when are we ever going to play again? And
right.
I just miss, you know, I missed 9 weeks of a high school football season on Friday nights this fall. So strange, and I'm really going to be bummed if I can't be out, you know, on Tuesday nights, Friday nights, Saturday afternoons, Saturday nights, broadcasting games. It's just this like huge emptiness in my life, and it ain't about me. I'm just saying that this is just that's for going on for how long we have in this since last March, and not, you know, not having things to do or look forward to in interscholastic athletics, which bring such joy to so many different parties. Is
right.
I mean, I want to get back to that. And then when you tell me what your schedule is this season, I would be really looking forward to that, too. And I guess I say that I'm missing you from broadcasting the games last winter. So hopefully we can get back together this winter and have a good time with high school hoops. It's always been a lot of fun in this area. So hopefully we can practice November 16th, Coach, and start doing some games on November 30th. Appreciate the visit today.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Andy Say is the boys' golf coach at Rock Ridge and the boys' basketball coach of the Rockets as well. More coming up on WRMJ.